Hi, and welcome to Jaya Deva Speaks, a program of MPD at MP3. This is Jaya Deva. We're going to talk about Advaita Vedanta today and its definition. Advaita, A-D-V-A-I-T-A, Vedanta, V-E-D-A-N-T-A, Vedanta. Advaita, we can see in Sanskrit roots A, as in atypical, not typical, so it would be not for the A. And then we see D-V-A, which is two, which is also precisely two in Russian, dva is two in Russian, and is similar to the Scottish Gaelic T-W-A, twa, there's a folk song, the twa corbies, and so forth, and that develops into two, T-W-O, in the English language modern. So, not two. Not two-ness is the word at its essence, and that means non-duality. The concept is that all duality, all semblance and notion, all perception that things are divided and separate and two and individual is essentially some kind of mistake, an illusion. And this was put forth prominently by Adi Shankaracharya. Adi Shankara, Acharya is a teacher. Adi is kind of a gift to the world. Shankara is the auspicious or lucky one. Shankara is the name given, also one of the many names of Shiva in the Hindu theology, in the Hindu pantheon of gods. And, of course, all of those are just one god. That is one fact that seems to be not acknowledged by the majority of Westerners, even though years ago, September 11th, as it would happen to be, I believe it was 1893, I think it was 1893 at the World Parliament of Religions or World Congress of Religions, something like that, when one of the first swamis ever to come to the United States was invited as an afterthought, as an add-on to this World Parliament of Religions. And he stunned and wowed people. They listened to him ardently, and his visit made such a great impact that they made a poster of him. Well, anyway, what I'm getting at is he was a proponent of Advaita Vedanta, and he also said that one thing I want to get across right away is that Hinduism is not a polytheistic religion. There is one God, and the other millions of things that we describe are aspects of the same God, and this is something that prejudicially Westerners love to just ignore, so they don't really read the scriptures or hear what the Hindus are saying to them. Anyway, Advaita Vedanta, to stop ranting and get back to the subject, is non-duality. And it's an interesting concept supported in many respects by modern physics. For example, the unified field theory. Essentially, underlying everything, there is a substratum that is the same as everything else, and that only the name and form are different. Name and form are different. We'll end today. We'll come back to this topic, and I thank you for listening. This is Jaya Deva.